Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, June 22nd, 2014. I'm Christina Karnatz.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The 64th annual Opera in the Ozarks runs through July 18th at Inspiration Point near Eureka Springs, with performances held at the Arend Arts Center in Bentonville on June 29th, July 6th, and July 11th. This season includes Così fan tutte, Into the Woods, Gianni Schicchi, and Suor Angelica. Tickets and more information available at opera.org.
Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, what has been termed by some as mommy blogging has become big business in the area. We learn about the legalities of earning money for blogs and reviews. Plus, Antoinette takes us behind the scenes at the National Weather Service in Tulsa.
But first, post-secondary enrollment in distance education courses, especially those offered online, is on the rise. According to a 2011 report from the National Center for Education Statistics, the percentage of undergraduates who took any distance education courses rose from 16% in 2003 to 2004 to 20% in 2007 to 2008. According to an NCES report released earlier this month, 16,702 Arkansas students were enrolled exclusively in distance education courses in the fall of 2012. During the upcoming fall semester, the University of Arkansas will begin offering its first start-to-finish online bachelor's degree program, a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. This program is an addition to the approximately 350 unique courses and 29 degree, licensure, and certificate programs offered online by the U of A. Gary Ferrier, Associate Dean for Undergraduate Programs in the Sam M. Walton College of Business, says from conception to approval, creating the four-year online program took almost 2 years. Ferrier says the university created this specific program for a number of reasons.
Online bachelor's in business is the most popular online degree in the U.S., so there's a big market for it. Second, the reputation of the Walton College is one that we would like to leverage and expand upon and be able to reach out to people in other parts of the state who might not be able to come here. For people who are working but need a bachelor's degree to move up in their company and to reach out into the region and hopefully beyond.
Although it is an option, not all students enrolled in distance education are taking all of their courses online. Javier Reyes, Vice Provost for Distance Education, says the university has more than 4,000 students taking at least one online course. Citing fall 2013 numbers, he says around 1,200 students are taking only online courses. Reyes says tuition for online and on-campus courses are the same, but the fees students pay differ. Students enrolled in only online courses, for example, don't have to pay fees that would give them access to the health center on the university's Fayetteville campus. However, Ferrier says, the cost for online courses would include fees that pay for certain educational services.
You do have access to the library, to the Enhanced Learning Center, to the Career Center, and all those student services that are part of the learning process.
So when you think about those, it would be the Center for Educational Access. When we talk about students with disabilities, we're thinking of the Enhanced Learning Center, which would be tutoring, the Quality Writing Center, the library. They get access to all of those.
While students could make the trip to campus to use these services, they are accessible online. The university offers self-paced courses as well as more traditional courses that have firm deadlines for assignments and tests. Ferrier says exams, which can be taken online, are proctored by a company called ProctorU.
And so the student sits at their computer, but they have a webcam and somebody's watching them to make sure that no one's whispering answers to them or that they're not opening their book if they're not allowed to use their book and so on.
And they monitor what's on their screen, right, so that you don't Google the answer. So it's an interesting process because it allows us to check identity. So the proctors from this company ask you some questions from public databases about you, so be able to verify your identity. You have to show your ID, and then they start the exam for you. If there are some issues with the exam, they can help you. Just, hey, it's not loading correctly, they can take a note or tell you. Or when there's some, what it's called, the misbehaving, the student is misbehaving, they're turning away, somebody came in or somebody's talking to them, they can actually record that. And then it's then that video is sent to a faculty member, and it's run through our academic integrity policy at the University of Arkansas.
Flexibility is one of the major benefits of enrolling in online courses. Gary Ferrier, Associate Dean for Undergraduate Programs in the Business College, says the online courses can be beneficial to traditional on-campus students who are studying abroad or who get called up for active duty. Online courses can also benefit students who are working or participating in an internship during the day by allowing them to take a class in their spare time. In addition to providing flexibility for students, Javier Reyes, Vice Provost for Distance Education, says the process of creating the courses has helped faculty members change the way they think about teaching.
Different departments will work differently, but what we do is once a faculty member is selected to be the one that creates this course, then we pair them up with an instructional designer and they go through a development process together. But it's the faculty of the University of Arkansas creating these courses. And in many departments, there's a lot of discussions about who should be the one that drives that process. You're actually talking to two of the economics faculties who have actually created online courses in the Department of Economics in the Walton College. So we went through the motion of working with the instructional designers and really changing your understanding of how you're going to teach in this new modality for us. But for some of the students, it's a modality they know themselves.
It really makes you think a lot more about what you're doing. And everyone I've talked to and I would agree is that by going through this and having taught online, it makes you a better teacher, period, in any environment.
With the Bachelor of Science in Business Administration degree being offered completely online starting this fall, it's conceivable that a student may never step foot on campus until he or she arrives to participate in a graduation ceremony. However, Reyes says he wants online students to feel that they are part of the University of Arkansas.
So we're trying to make sure that they see them, the students online see themselves as part of the campus. They see themselves as Razorbacks. They identify with the University of Arkansas. And you were talking about what is the benefits that they can get as that other students on campus get. And it's, well, their names will be on Senior Walk. Those are students that their degree is recognized everywhere because it has the seal of the University of Arkansas. So that's the biggest benefit. We didn't want to have this degree or any online degree from the University of Arkansas to be seen as a separate degree. We want it to be part of the same ensemble that we have, part of the same ecosystem for the university. And we're trying to make sure that both students get some benefit because as we grow more online students, we may need more supplemental instruction. Well, those are students on campus that have scholarships to do those kinds of support systems. Well, we'll need more students like that. So there's a sort of a nice environment which if you grow more online, you'll need more face-to-face. So we're trying to make sure that it doesn't drive resources one way or another, but it benefits both sides.
More information is available at online.uark.edu.